23 hours.
And antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. At 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headline on Kombon Radio.
Delays to complete the construction of a drainage at Wari Garden Park are residents. Two brothers suffocate to death in well construction. And in African news, high-profile Kenyan activist faces terror charges over anti-government protests. Good afternoon. It is a Monday, the 21st of July, 2025. And to present the lunchtime news, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. Residents of Lusaka's Garden Park in Kanyama constituency have expressed a concern over delays to complete the construction of drainages in that community. The residents have told Kombon Radio News that there is need for the contractor to speed up the construction works to help address the floods that characterize the area every rainy season. And the residents are frustrated over what they termed as unfulfilled promises from the local authority to construct drainages. The residents have since asked their area councillor, Gerard Samboko, to engage the contractor to expedite the construction of drainages in the community.
Batukwena shimona kula ma drainage kuno atwashupe kwa sana
jibangane pongane ma drainage tapapata boma please tiangane po
drainage kuno kulibe
bali kumba abantu bali kumba sheti mgodi chokukumba she amenshi wese bamone ko
kalamande nikuno kwashupe kwa sana na ma drainage amati pa yari she konsekwense kanse watu enda koku au show.
Two people from the same family have died in Kuku village of Chikwanda Chiefdom in Pika district in Muchinga province due to alleged suffocation as they are working in a well of about 30 meters deep. The tragic incident has been disclosed by Muchinga province police commissioner Dennis Mola. Mr. Mola has identified the two deceased persons as Robson Silwenga, 25, and his young brother, a juvenile, aged 15. He said the incident happened on Saturday around 08:30 hours when the duo were engaged by Samuel Simutowe to clean a well of about 30 meters deep at his house. The police commissioner said Mr. Simutowe and the now deceased two brothers agreed to be paid 800 kwacha once the work was concluded. Mr. Mola explained that early in the morning, a day before the duo could start working on the well, they opened the well to allow air inside and left the place properly secured. He added that on Saturday around 07 hours, the now deceased two brothers went to start working on the well, adding that Robson Silwenga, 25, was the first person to enter inside the well while his young brother remained outside. Mr. Mola further said that a few minutes after he entered inside the well, the young brother noticed that his elder brother had stopped responding when he caught him, and so he quickly informed the owner of the well, who started looking for people to help rescue Robinson. Mr. Mola added that the owner of the well went to look for people to help. The juvenile decided to follow his brother inside the well so that he could help him come out. Unfortunately, he also suffocated and died. The police commissioner said the bodies of the deceased brothers have since been deposited at Mpika Urban Clinic mortuary, awaiting postmortem to ascertain the cause of death. He added that the inquiry file has since been opened at Mpika Police Station. Residents of Mufulira District have expressed worry over the increasing criminal activities among young people aged between 18 and 20 years. Ms. Sharon Tayali expressed fear of walking at night due to groups of young men who can attack without a warning. She noted a lack of respect for elders, with many youths insulting those who try to guide them. Ms. Tayali says this environment has led some children to avoid school as they are being influenced by their peers.
Padele basanga 15 abana abano 18 20 mwana ke ama group twa papata ifyalo twa yesiro kwenda akakene kafonya kanonwaka bala rusha bandi paile mwana because na buida elo tawa mwishibe dimpaino mwana we pala pe ana kutobale ngana na mwana unda tapale abana abano nokula pitana 18 na 17 awali nomba ino shecha chiwa pekile pili ukabana wenda pekile ndende ngawasanga mwana ngawasa mukontrola kwa chule kwa ta kulispect ngati akutu Uma no mundo não há que tocar um fiasco. Mamãe, tu foi tatuado e tocava com isso. Não, mamãe, a gente vai embora com tu. Tu é tu, Rua Chan, tu é te com a Chani. Tu é um sangue na champanga. Ama, não, tu é fiada, mas tu é que tindica. Tu é tindamina com isso.
Como é que eu não
Meanwhile, Memory Mulenga added that substance abuse, including smoking, card gambling, has become prevalent among youths, and attempts to correct their behavior often result in insults towards adults. Now, Fountain of Hope Foundation Chairperson Anna Mwetwa has expressed her gratitude to various organizations that have continued to support the foundation since the passing of its founder, Roger Samuewa, 5 years ago. Ms. Mwetwa acknowledged that, like any other homes, the foundation faces a number of challenges, but however praised the well-wishers who have ensured that the children at the foundation have never gone a day without a meal. Speaking during a memorial service held in honor of the late Roger Samuewa, held at a Fountain of Hope in Lusaka's Kamwala Township, Ms. Mwetwa urged more organizations and individuals to come on board and continue being a blessing to the children.
Late husband, Honorable Roger Small, founded this place. So today we are actually celebrating his memorial. He died 5 years ago. So what's happening today is just commemorating his memory. What he started with the children, what we have taken over, his legacy lives on. And what we're just trying to do is to emulate the good things that he brought to this place because he was a founder. So it's more a celebratory event today.
Meanwhile, Sakila Chingambu, a Rotarian member from the University of Zambia, expressed her joy while presenting a donation of clothing and sanitary items to the children.